Good morning. This meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee will come to order. Today is Tuesday, March 3rd, and the time is 8:05 a.m. Members currently present include Representative Thompson, Representative Klayman, Representative Hannon, and myself, Representative Drummond. Representative Christ Tompkins is out sick, and Representative Jackson is excused. We have a quorum to conduct business. Before we begin, everybody knows the drill about cell phones. Today, our recording secretary is Lori Rowland, and Madison Truitt is our LIO moderator, assisting with teleconferencing support. Thank you both. Sarah Evans is our committee aide. If you have any notes for others, please pass them through Sarah. Today, we will start with House Bill 193, adding a second verse to Alaska's state song by Representative Story. My intention is to hear additional public testimony and move this bill from committee today. Following House Bill 193, we'll be hearing House Bill 221, State Recognition of Tribes, by Representative Kopp. Again, my intention is to hear public testimony and move that bill from committee. First up, House Bill 193. Representative Story and her staff, Caitlin Ellis, is here. You may come to the table and introduce yourself for the record.
Good morning, and thank you, Co-Chair Drummond and Co-Chair Hannon, and members of the committee. My name is Rep. Andy Story, proudly representing District 34, here today to encourage you to move House Bill 193, which would make official the second verse of the Alaska State Flag Song. I was so pleased that the students from Glacier Valley Elementary School could come and share their reasons why they supported adding the second verse to our state song. I was pleased when they approached me, coming to my office in the fall of this year, talking about how they really feel. They have been singing the second verse at their school for a long time, and how they really feel that this highlights all the cultures here in Alaska, that it makes people learn more about the history of our flag and how Benny Benson won the design, and how it really honors the first people of Alaska. I was fortunate in that I had followed this desire to have the Alaska State Flag Song become the second verse become official in prior years, so I knew there was a broad constituency out there for it. And I I wanted to remind you that this bill would not change the first verse. It adds to what's already official. You have the letter from the University Alaska Foundation showing that they own the rights to the song and that they are available for public use. And it does not require both verses to be sung, but rather allows people who want to sing the second verse the ability to. I feel it really, the second verse complements the first verse, tells a more complete story of Alaska, and honors all cultures here. We are happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Representative Story. This bill was introduced at our last meeting, and today we will hear public testimony. Any questions from the committee at this point? No amendments have been submitted to my office. I'm glad nobody tried to change language or words or anything else. I think they got the message. I have, I have Susan Foley online with, it's listed as testimony. Just for questions, okay.
She's from the
she's the University of Alaska Foundation.
She can answer questions about copyright if there are any.
Okay. Ms. Foley, are you online with us?
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Yes, good morning. Are you interested in offering any testimony, or are you just available for questions?
I am just available for questions. The university has no official stance on this bill except that we want to have our copyright maintained.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Any questions for Ms. Foley from members of the committee? All right. there does not appear to be any testimony unless there is someone in the room who is interested in testifying. And looking around, I don't think so. Okay. We had plenty of testimony last time. The kids were great. I especially like the rap that was kind of after hours. If we could repeat that at some point, that would be fabulous. If there are no other questions by the committee, I'm now going to open. Let's see. No one wishing to testify, I'm going to close public testimony. And hearing no other questions, Madam Co-Chair, may I have a motion to move this bill?
Madam Chair, I move version 31-LS1317/A from Community Regional Affairs Committee with an attached zero fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Seeing none. The bill passes. I'm going to take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. I would like to thank Representative Story and her staff for joining us this morning. At ease for signing the paperwork. Okay, we're back on the record. Next up, we have House Bill 221. We heard this bill at our last committee meeting, so my plan is to take public testimony today and move the bill from committee. My office has received no amendments for House Bill 221. I'd like to open public testimony, and we have a number of people online. Kendra Kloster, are you online with us this morning?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Good morning, and put your name and affiliation on the record and proceed with your testimony.
My name is Kendra Kloster. I am Tlingit Raven Kiksati. I'm originally from Wrangell and Juneau, Alaska. I have been living in Anchorage for almost 10 years now. I'm currently the executive director for Native Peoples Action, which is a nonprofit, indigenous-led that strives to provide Alaska Native communities and our traditional values with a voice at all levels of policymaking. I'm calling in support of House Bill 221, State Recognition of Federally Recognized Tribes. Alaska Native people have lived on these lands for thousands of years. Our cultures are deep within Alaska history. Tribal governments have held special recognition and a place in Alaska as sovereign governments, providing important services and support, including public safety, economic development, and protecting our lands and waters. This bill will be good for not only tribal citizens, but for all of Alaskans. Alaskans home to 229 federally recognized tribes. This formal relationship was established by the federal government. However, we have not had any formal recognition by the state of Alaska. We have to recognize that in Alaska, there is no Alaska without the indigenous people. And it is time, finally, that our state government and Alaska formally recognize the First People of Alaska. We appreciate that Rep. Kopp is bringing this forward, and we hope that the legislature will be in support and pass House Bill 221. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Kloster. Appreciate your testimony today. Next up, we have Kelsey Wallace. Kelsey, are you on the phone with us?
Good morning. I'm here.
Yes, good morning. If you would introduce yourself and with your affiliation and go ahead with your testimony.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Co-Chair Drummond and Co-Chair Hannon and other members of the committee. I'm sorry if I have a scratchy voice. I've got a cold. But I first want to say thank you for this opportunity to call in and speak in support of House Bill 221. For the record, my name is Kelsey Jugun Wallace. I am originally from Bethel, Alaska, or Mumtereshuk, and currently live and work in Anchorage, Alaska, on Dena'ina lands. I am the Communications Director for Native Peoples Action, and today I'm calling in as an Ogotsaragamiut Native Council tribal citizen. We know that Alaska Native people have lived and stewarded these lands and waters since time immemorial. Tribes now provide essential services and programs, including you know, public safety, economic development, education, and they also provide a lot of employment opportunities for people in the rural areas alongside programs like public safety that keep our people safe and provide boots on the ground folks in rural communities. I think that this bill is long overdue, and I say that with a smile, and know that, you know, this bill will open up silos that have been created between tribal governments and the state of Alaska. So I think that, you know, this bill will not only benefit tribal communities, but will also benefit the state of Alaska as a whole. So in closing, I just want to say, Koyana Jeknak, to Rep Kopp for sponsoring this bill, and Koyana again for the opportunity to speak in support of House Bill 221.
Thank you very much, Ms. Wallace. Appreciate your testimony this morning. Next up, we have Ronald Layton of the Organized Tribes of Kasan. Mr. Layton, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, I am.
Yes, go ahead, sir. Put your name and affiliation on the record and go ahead with your testimony.
Yes, Madam Chair. My name is Ron Layton. I'm the president of the Organized Village of Kasan. Excuse me, I also had a cold today. I would like to start out by saying that, yes, this bill is about time that it happened, that as the state moves forward and recognizes tribes and stuff, they're going to know and realize that tribes in the state, as tribes in the federal government work together, it helps the communities out, all communities where tribes are attached to. It brings in federal funds. And I just feel that tribes in the state, while working together, will get more accomplished, pooling their monies into various different programs. And I just would like to take time out to congratulate the state on moving forward with this, and I would anticipate better things to come in the state because of this, and both for tribes in the state of Alaska. So thank you very much, and Marina Anderson will be on to further discuss this bill and stuff.
Thank you. Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Layton. Appreciate your testimony this morning. Is Marina Anderson on the phone with you? Ms. Anderson, are you available to speak to us this morning? Marina Anderson, are you there? Maybe the phone is muted. Nope. Okay, Ms. Anderson, if you're interested in testifying, please pipe up.
Okay, well, anyway, I'll she might be coming on here soon, so maybe call her a little later.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Layton. She is the last person we have listed today for public testimony. And there are others in the room, so I'll tell you what, I will hold open the phone testimony and call on anyone available in the room. Anyone in the room who wishes to testify in House Bill 221? Yes, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Eunice James. I'm Tlingit, born in Juneau, raised in Angoon. I live in Juneau. And I wanted to say that that tribal sovereignty and the state of Alaska should go hand in hand. Tlingit and Haida has a government-to-government working relationship with the United States, and I believe that I've testified. I'm a current student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and I did a practicum on the language. I believe the language of the land wherever you are in Alaska speaks volumes, and everyone, every tribe in Alaska is working on healing from historical trauma. I was a drug and alcohol counselor for about 7 years at an inpatient program, and have spoken a lot about historical trauma, taught historical trauma, and I think we've come a long ways. I'm 59 years old. I grew up in the 60s, where in my community, the lights went off at 10 o'clock, and we brought out our oil lamps. They were working on getting running water in the homes. And I try to give back to wherever I'm living, the community that I'm living at, and I currently, I've been a member of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. I'm a member of the Juneau Lions Club, and our motto is We Serve. I believe that when people give back to their communities, then it benefits all of us. And I think everything that the legislature is doing and working on and is giving back to our wonderful state of Alaska. And I believe that tribal sovereignty and the state of Alaska go hand in hand, because we are such a great, vast state, and we're very rich in culture, no matter what culture you look at. And so I want to say gunashish in my language is thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. James. Appreciate your coming in this morning. Thank you. Marina Anderson is back on the line with us. Ms. Anderson?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. If you would put your name and affiliation on the record and proceed with your testimony. Thank you.
My name is Marina Anderson, and I am with the Organized Village of Kazan. Marina Anderson, Leka Chenach Yuchat Dusok, Yech Nachat Siti, Shingit Karekina Ayachat, Wech Hitdach Ayachat, Takwaneli Dachat Siti, Kaigani Yari Ayachat, Mary Bell Dinan Uijin, Robert Kennedy Dichin Uijin, James Anderson Dihat Uijin, Forrest Anderson Diao Uijin, Diuk Eat Hatagum Rizaan Sush Uijin. That was my traditional Shingit and Haras introduction for the record as well. I'm calling in from Prince of Wales Island with the Organized Village of Kazan, and I am calling in favor of House Bill 221. I am the administrator for the Organized Village of Kazan as well as the vice president. The tribes in Alaska operate a very heavy and sustainable economic base for the small areas that surround us. Not only do we offer economic development for our own tribal citizens, many people who we don't serve as tribal citizens are served by our growing economy. I think it's important for the state to move forward with the tribes and to pass House Bill 221. I think that we have opportunities to work together with natural resources through tribal courts, with law enforcement, with education, and for sustaining our economy and localizing our economy as well. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate you letting me call in and testify on House Bill 221.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Ms. Anderson. Appreciate it. Anyone else in the room? No one else online for testimony? Okay, seeing none, public testimony is closed on 221. Any other questions or comments for the sponsor regarding House Bill 221? from the committee? Seeing none, Madam Co-Chair, may I have a motion to move this bill?
I move version 31-LS1321 /S of committee substitute for House Bill 221 from Community and Regional Affairs Committee with the attached zero fiscal note.
No objections. Seeing no objections, the bill passes. I'm going to take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. Actually, I'll just finish up the announcement so everybody can leave. Our next House Community and Regional Affairs meeting is scheduled for Thursday, March 5th at 8 a.m. in this room. We will be hearing House Bill 174, Minimum Age to Possess Nicotine E-Cig Products by Representative Knopp, and also hearing for the first time HCR Brain Injury Awareness Month. Sorry, I don't have a bill number on that one. By Representative Tuck. Any additional questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, we are adjourned at 8:29 a.m.